See this. Let's see the item 19. Industry request for emergency amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 20-751. Mr. O'Reilly. We'll then take up the formal hearing.
This is a request for an emergency regulation, and I think the easiest thing in your packet, five pages back, which is page 3 of the regulation, if you look at that section or subsection E, everything revolves around that subsection. And the request for the emergency, you can see, is to strike out the words anchored, weighted, and or, so that this subsection of the regulation will now read from June 1 through October 15th, it shall be unlawful for any person to place any unattended gill net within 500 yards of the mean high water mark on the ocean side of Northampton, Mackinac counties, north of the line beginning at the southernmost point of Smith Island and thence extending due east to the 3-mile limit line. You may recall at your February meeting, if you do look at this new language, it's exactly what was brought to you in February. At that commission meeting, a few members of industry also asked for you to add in the anchored and the weighted nets. And FMAC has met 3 times on this issue. Most recently, within about a week ago, FMAC met, and it was quite a discussion, but the most important part of this subsection of the regulation is the unattended part. And Mr. Bowden at FMAC stressed that a couple of times, that if anything, those nets need to be tended. The original problem, you may recall, from the past was nets that weren't tended, fish that were spoiled in bad condition that were pawned off to some seafood buyers in some fashion, some way. That certainly was a detraction to the industry overall. What everyone heard at FMAC was that perhaps unlike Chincoteague, where Mr. Bowden fishes and can fish a drift net without any major problems, those who fish a little bit north of Wachaprieg, and especially Cedar Island was mentioned, they can have their nets pulled in pretty quickly into shore, get tangled up, and really create a mess. So they stress that they do need some type of weighting, at least, of those nets in order to be effective. The fishery that's being targeted is mostly a spot fishery, and it's a traditional fishery. The reason for the emergency is a lot of fishermen didn't know about what was passed in February. They have traditionally fished for spot in the manner that they were close to shore. The only other thing to add is the spot situation is one where there was a carryover of a lot of spot from last year, and FMAC talked about that. There was a glut of spot from last year. There's still a lot of spot in freezers, but FMAC felt that there would be a few individuals that would still be able to successfully market spot and successfully be able to fish in the manner that is advertised here in this subsection by being allowed to weight those nets. So staff is asking that you adopt this regulation as an emergency. It is the time of fishing for spot now, so it will be important to, at least for the welfare of some in the industry that could benefit from the emergency regulation, and we ask for a public hearing on this issue next month.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Rob.
Okay. You're welcome.
Matters before the commission for action.
You don't want any public comment?
It's an emergency regulation.
Yeah.
We'll have a public hearing, and motion would
I'll
be
I'll give for all the public comment, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Bowden?
We had a real problem last year, Chincoteague. The fact was anchor nets overnight. And at the commission meeting, the other stuff was brought up. My main problem was on attendant nets, and I still feel that way. I felt that's something that we definitely need to keep in regulation. The water's extremely hot. Some of the individuals that had contact the staff or in agreement with the tending part. So as long as we keep the tending part, be anchored and weighted, would be fine with me. So I move that we pass this emergency regulation.
Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? And that motion would also be for a public hearing, I presume,
next month.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.